You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yoda Lady Who?
Good morning, KE8 RUAD.
Good morning, whereabouts are you? I'm just pulling out onto Declandry.
13 and John R. I'm sorry, 13 and Stevenson. I got a little bit early start this morning. Just got moving, so I've already stopped for fuel, and I'm about 5 minutes out.
You're connected.
Well, look at you go. Very good. So yesterday that company I sold my car to informed me that I have the title, according to the Secretary of State. I'm telling you, they never sent me a title for that last car. They said they were holding it electronically. So I had to scurry. I took off 4 hours yesterday. I had to go get an instant title. And, so it's all good. But, just another thing in the saga of the new car. But the interesting thing was there was a Secretary of State at Long Lake in Rochester. Best Secretary of State experience in my entire life. That was a pleasure. So just FYI.
I have been in that one once or twice when I've had to get stuff done and I've been out here at work. And it's been a while, but I remember it being a pretty smooth operation.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, could have been just a really good day, but all the cards aligned, all the stars aligned, and I was about 20 minutes early, so I thought, well, I'm going to have to sit, because last time I went in, I had an appointment at, such and such 30, and I got there about 10, 15 minutes early, and I literally had to sit there and wait until my time, and it was actually 5 minutes after my quote-unquote appointment that they even allowed me to stand in the line. And I was just kind of like, this sucks. So I made an appointment for this one. I walked in. I was 20 minutes early, and just said, well, whatever. And she goes, no, you're all set. She says, just going up. And there was like one person in the line besides me. So I got right up. I had two things that were both kind of weird. And so I was expecting some trouble there. The gal there was very pleasant, attractive young lady, and she worked me through everything, and within 5 minutes I was in and out of that place. Man, I'll tell you what, that was great. She was smiling the whole time, pleasant, and of course, everybody lately I've been at the Secretary of State has been pretty good in that department. So, got the title, got that zipped off, and now I'm just waiting on the paperwork, and it's almost a done deal. I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's good. I know I was in the Secretary of State a few weeks ago, and two months ago something, and it was similar to your first experience. I got there 10, 15 minutes early thinking it would do me well, and I just had to sit and wait. But to make it better, when I got up there, similar to you, I had a younger woman that was sharp, and she just took care of business. I think I was in and out of there when she waited on me in like 5 or 10 minutes. It was super efficient and effective. So maybe our preconceived notion of cranky older ladies working there the old guard has moved on, and now there's a fresh crop of employees that are not as cranky. Hopefully that's the case.
Well, it makes you wonder. I wonder if they had, like, a, you know, they have a mission. They're like, you know what, we're going to shed this. We're gonna do it this way. And, you know, that they've gotten some directive. Because, like I said, everybody I've dealt with has been knowledgeable and fast and pleasant. So, you know, the personnel. And I remember some of the ones back in the day. I had a friend who worked there, and I used to go look for her specifically because they were just so pissed off at everything. And, you know, you felt like you were like, oh, man, this is going to be a chore. And I did not get any of that the last few times I've gone. So, who knows? But other than that, this company is supposed to be pretty legit, and they're called Driveway. And once they make you an offer, it's just a matter of they send you the paperwork, you send it back, they clear everything up. If you have a note, they take care of that, and then when they come to take care of it, then they direct deposit the difference directly to your account, and sometime later somebody shows up at your door and says, "We're here for the car." So. The only horror stories I've heard is that sometimes, you know, once you've got everything, you're at my stage where you're waiting for the paperwork. I've heard people say that can take longer than they expected, you know, a few weeks. And then, but once you get the paperwork, it's usually bang, bang, bang. But I heard this waiting for paperwork stage. And then also I heard that the car pickup, you know, some people have waited several weeks after the deal was done and their deposit was made before somebody actually came for the car.
Yeah, that would be kind of annoying that it sits in your driveway for 2-3 weeks when you just want it to be gone.
Yeah, I just, you know, I suppose once I've got, you know, my money in the bank, I really don't care. But I've got a lot of property, and it's right now it's in my backyard on a concrete slab that. And so it can sit back there as long as they want. But, yeah, you know, you'd rather just have it all done and over with. So I was looking online. Do you have a camera in any of your personal vehicles?
Yeah, in this car I have one of the Garmin forward-facing cameras.
Right. Any recommendations on that? I've been looking at this FIO, not FIO. I can't remember the name now, but yeah, I've just been doing the best car camera, and you know, half of them seem like paid advertisers. You know, it's hard to trust any of that review stuff you see online.
You know, I think to your point, there's so many of them out there. There's so many paid reviews out there. I went with the Garmin. I think at the time it was on sale. And I know the brand. I'm integrated in their ecosystem already with watches and GPSs and things of that sort. So I just went with it. I mean, I think it's pretty good. Luckily, I've never had to use it to really pull anything from. But when I first got it and playing with it, I was able to pull video and all that kind of stuff. So it just runs, and I don't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah, I've got one now. Myo 5, I think, is the company. It was, you know, it's Hallmark because it was cheap. And it's been relatively effective for me. I'm not real happy with, you know, the hassle of connecting up to it and getting video from it. And I've been reading the reviews. The one I'm looking at now is, you know, quite a bit more expensive. And, but, you know, I mean, it's not crazy, but it's definitely not, you know, just, oh, $50. And, you know, they say that's one of the nice parts. It's very easy to operate and get videos from and all that stuff. And, you know, it's got voice commands. You can just tell it, hey, upload, you know, I don't know the exact commands, but you can just tell it to, you know, send video to phone or something like that, and it'll just do it. So that sounds pretty cool. But, no, I just was wondering if you had any opinions on the whole thing. So, and I get the whole, I'm in somebody's ecosystem, so I went that route. That, I'm like that, too. It's, you know, sometimes I think this is silly, but I love doing that. I love it. I think I was on a Garmin train about 10 years ago when I was doing all the biking. I had a Garmin watch, I had a Garmin heart rate monitor, I had a Garmin bike computer. You know, everything was Garmin, and it was all in the same ecosystem, all in the same software. I'm very much like that, too.
Yeah, this stuff usually works pretty well, so I tend to stick with it when there's a Garmin option, so I don't know. But, hey, I just pulled up here at the office, so I will catch up with you, unless it's here and there. Probably next week. I'm off tomorrow, and then I work from home on Friday. So we'll catch up with you at some point through the week and weekend, I'm sure, though. And have a good day. KERUH.
All righty. Have fun. We'll catch you here, there, or Monday. W8FU. W8RCY. W8FOO.
Good morning. I didn't wake up till about a half hour ago. And we've been, 12 hours and 10 minutes or so of radio silence on that other band?
That's what I was going to mention. There was some, a couple of things. I don't know if you're aware, but I have been contacted by the Funny Candy Company about it. And some of it was going on yesterday, so I flipped the switch, and I really don't know when, if ever, I'm going to flip it back.
I happen to have both the repeaters on monitor. Sitting on my coffee table, which is sitting dispositioned here in my living room. My living room is just totally discombobulated. And I was actually watching the start of the ball game was at 6:40, and then I heard that the switch got flipped. And for the remainder of the night, I didn't hear a peep on the Oakland County one. And it's like, I checked to see if somebody didn't pull the plug on the Oakland County one. That's how quiet it was. And then, like I said, I got up at 6:15, 6:20 this morning, and the early morning cast of characters on the Oakland County repeater were not even on. And if they had already been on, they've come and gone.
Yeah, well, I think the important thing is that the big dog is aware and reached out, and I have no desire to play games. So I just don't care about it. I got to call him back. We got to talk. But, so here's my options. On, turn it off when I hear tomfoolery, or just off, period. Because I just don't have any time for anything more. And then turning it off when I hear stuff, I don't listen. I get calls. I'll get a text. They'll say, oh, it's going on. You know, and then I'll dial it up, and I got to listen for a little bit. And I'll say, okay, fine, and I'll shut it down. And that's just like, if that's not sufficient, then I'm just pulling the plug on the whole thing.
Well, I've texted you in the past, and, you know, it's evening, you're home. I don't know, you know, what radio you have on in the background, whether it's HF, VHF, P25, whatever you monitor. My one little whoops-on, whoops-off radio monitors everything. It even monitors mirrors, because I got a mirrors person in the area. But as it scans all of that band, all 8 frequencies, whether there's repeaters or not, and so on and so forth, plus Troy repeater. And so I know when something happens. And, of course, I'm also scanning the FBI and everything else, so... It just sits there, and it's like a little mini scanner, and it just plays, you know, does everything. And then when I heard the drop right at about 6:40, it just like, oop. Well, it either got timed out or it got shut down, and obviously it got shut down. And I just said, okay, let's see how fast you get over to the Oakland County repeater. Never heard a ever heard. I haven't heard anything, even since I've been up since 6:15, 6:20 this morning.
Right. Well, as you know, I've been talking to Mark about that, so I don't know what his plans are, but all the people have finally decided enough's enough. And got a bunch of grown men that all think they're right, so they think that gives them the, you know, the high ground in just continuing the kissing and lying. But in reality, everybody, you know, when you fight with a pig, you roll around in the mud and everybody gets dirty. There's no winner. I don't know why they think otherwise.
You said Mark. Did you mean Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Well, as many hours as he's working, I'm surprised he even knows his own name. But, yeah, no, I agree. And the funny joke was one of the people on this whole mess said the other day they just poked the wrong bear. And somebody poked the wrong bear for sure. And it happened. So you shut it down, you pull the plug, you take the repeater out, you put up something nice, better. I wouldn't blame you one bit. I'm like I said, I'm still going to do what I can to keep the Oakland County repeater up. Robert and Mike will be, I guess Robert's coming down from up north first part of next month. He's up in Fayetteville. It's out by Mile. I think it's Fayetteville. Or no. What's it called? Fairview. Fairview, that's where he is. He's up there in Fairview by Mile. He'll be in town, and I guess him and Mike and people of Troy, the city of Troy and stuff like that, they're going to get together and make some changes on it as well.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit about that, so I may or may not be part of that entourage, so we'll see. Want to introduce them to some things, but yeah, anyhow, I like keeping it up, you know, the people that like to just use it and, you know, for what it's intended. You know, I hate to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but, you know, here we are. Anyhow, other than that, just heading on in. I don't know if you heard or not, I had to take time off work yesterday, run around, get a title. So I could sell my old car, got that done. That was good. So just this whole little new car excursion, old car, new car is just never failing to throw something at me.
Well, I was supposed to go last week, Thursday, to get my license renewed, and I had an appointment and all this and that scheduled, and the next thing I know, I had to cancel it. And but I have not been in a Secretary of State's office in my previous four licenses. My picture's like 16 years old on my license, so definitely I knew I had to go back in. And now you got to make all this appointment stuff and everything else, and they say 20 minutes, so I have rescheduled it for a week from tomorrow. A week from today, I start my third round of dental work, and that's a week from today. That's round three, hopefully. Majority of the restoration and repair work will be taken care of, so just to where I got to get the bottom teeth either Invisaligned or clear braces put in, and then everything should be set after that. But, this thing with the Secretary of State for the office for me, I don't even know if the one at 12 and Ryan, which I think is the closest one to me, or no, 12 and Hoover, kitty corner to the hospital, would be the closest one for me or not.
Yeah, maybe. There's the one in Hazel Park, which is it 8.5 in DeQuinner or 8.5 in John R.? I think it's DeQuinner. It's almost on the 8-mile road in DeQuinner. That one, I've had very good luck there. I've been there once or twice, and that one was my favorite before I ran into this Livernois one, or not Livernois, Rochester Road and Long Lake. And now I don't know, you know, I could have just been lucky, but I had the absolute best Secretary of State experience of my life yesterday. I had multiple things to do. None of it was straightforward, and yet it was the most pleasant and efficient trip I've ever made. And so if that's indicative of that particular location, I'm bringing it up, but I just might have, it just might have been a good day,
I believe the last one I was ever in was the one in St. Clair Shores, right where Harper and Little Mac meet, on Harper, across from the new location to the Verizon store in St. Clair Shores. It used to be at 10 and a half in Harper, now it's at Stevens, Harper, Little Mac area. And right across, you look right out the window of Verizon, you can see the Secretary of State's office. That was the last place I was in, and like I said, it's got to be close to 16 years ago when I last had to get my license renewed. Everything else has been auto-renewed. But, so we'll see. I've got it scheduled for 12 and Ryan because I'm familiar with it, and maybe I'll get lunch before or after I'm out of there because there's a big boy there, and I haven't had a big boy in I don't know how long.
I was just ordering my Timmy hose, but... Yeah, I don't know. If I were, you and I basically are the same spot. 12 and Hoover works, but, I can pretty much go anywhere I want. If you want to schedule it for when I can take you, just let me know. I can run you to one. You don't have to go through all the headaches, but, you got to work within my hours, which is the thing.
Well, if I take the smart bus and I schedule it right, I can do the whole trip on 50 cents round trip. That's one thing nice about smart. It's dirt cheap for sure. And, 50 cents, I think I can afford that. with all my financial issues in the last year. But, I appreciate the offer, but no, I should be okay with that. I mean, if I was going out to Long Lake in Rochester or someplace further out, or even back to St. Clair Shores. I mean, the St. Clair Shores would take the 12-mile bus over to Harper and be down there to 9.5 in no time. And again, it'll only be 50 cents round trip. But, so I appreciate the offer, but I'm just waiting more on Graves to open and try that place if it ever opens, and maybe join you guys again on Saturdays if they decide to go there.
Fumbling around there with my phone and my muffin and my coffee. Went to Timmy Ho's this morning. But, remember, going to that is about, it's about meeting up with friends and whatnot. The venue is second, if it opens, like I said, no need to beat that dead horse, but no change. I drive by, it looks like exactly the same, just opening soon. Looks like there's been zero movement.
Wasn't there, and I've been meaning to ask you about this because we've talked about Craves and other places over the course of time recently. Wasn't there a old Denny's restaurant at 10 Mile and Hoover that an amateur radio club used to go to? I think it's called Don's Breakfast or Dan's Breakfast House or something like that. And it's housed in an old Denny's. 10 and Hoover. Southeast corner.
Yes, and that was recommended to me. I was working at Centerline, and we had a lot of work to do, and it was lunchtime. And I said, let's go grab something. And I asked the guy there, he says, what do you recommend? He recommended that place. And I heard him wrong. I heard him say 11 in Hoover, and we couldn't find it. We ended up going to the Red Olive up at 12 in Van Dyke. But, it was just south in an old Denny's. I'm like, damn it. But, it had gotten recommended. I'd been in there, but it was a very long time ago. I couldn't tell you, anything about them except for they did come recommended.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Thank you for reminding me that I'm connected, because I haven't even had coffee yet. But, yeah, I was just wondering. Like I said, I mean, I missed a lot of the guys, and, I haven't even heard Jim, Big Jim, Motorcycle Jim. I haven't even heard him on the airwaves, so I got to find out if he's okay. Maybe I'll go looking for him today. But, yeah, so anyhow, it's just a case of, when it happens, and that's about it. But, I'm just fumbling right now because the last two mornings I've been up at 4 o'clock, and I don't know why. And today I slept until about 6:15, 6:20, and I saw how light it was, and I go, I think I overslept. And then I had to turn everything on and, you know, fumble around. So I'm just going to be fumbling for the next half hour, jump in the shower. Construction guys will probably be here about 8:39, and we'll see where we're going to work today, because they got all the waterproofing done. And as far as doing things like mudding, if it's dry and it looks good, they may start mudding the wall and the ceiling where those two meet, and then just slowly work the whole thing. You know, they got two crews. One crew does one thing, the other crew comes in and follows, and then the next day it switches around. And like I said, I think they're doing maybe 6 or 7 apartments right now, these two crews, and they're kind of like a well-oiled machine.
Well, that's good. Except you don't want any oil on your walls when they're done. But, no, good deal. So, get that knocked out. Should be nice then, finally. I know you were talking about putting in an antenna. I haven't heard any talk on that in a very long time, so don't know if that's banished off your radar, but anywho. But I will be parking here in 1 second. I have arrived, so I will be able to listen out, and then we'll talk to you later today.
I believe I sent you a picture of the mobile antenna and the ground plane kit thing once. Those are going to be on order probably late September after my birthday and stuff like that. And I'll just start assembling what I need so I can put it up in the spring and go from there. But, the plans aren't scrapped. It's just with everything else going on, there's a lot of things that have been scrapped. And I was hoping to get up north before the winter comes. Joe and I were going to go up to Traverse City for a 4-day weekend. Well, that got angst. Our schedules, my pandemonium here and her schedule got changed. So that's off the list. So it's just, basically what I'm doing is I'm just waiting for the year to be over with. And, get past the hurdle of turning 70 and just starting 2027 with a clean slate and going from there. But, no, things aren't angst. It's just, like I said, there's hiccups here and there along the way. All right. So you have a good day. Enjoy your Kimmy Ho-Hos, and, all the best. We'll be around listening. I don't know what to listen to because there's no action going on, but I'll find something to listen to. Maybe Pink Floyd instead of GMRS repeaters. WARCY, good day.
This is Big Don. This is KAAUHCC.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. What I tend to listen to on is more of a short commute, maybe 4 miles or so, but I enjoy just regular FM broadcast band, and this Avondale High School station 89.5. I kind of enjoy that. They have something called rock and roll, like national programming. What the people do, but. But, it's got, older cuts, and it's mixed in with some newer stuff. I enjoy it. I don't know, maybe you should take it. Or you can stream it, too, WAHS, I think it is, and you can stream it too. But or I like listening to it over the air. You know, it's in the low power section, but it comes in pretty good. Anyway, it's kind of a little bit of a throwback music. You wouldn't think of that from a high school station, but anyway, 89.5.
89.5. Got it. Copy that. And thank you. I just go through my phases of music. I'll listen to just about anything but old country torch and twang. I do like my Frank Sinatra. I was raised on Frank Sinatra. Before my mother died, she had box sets of Frank Sinatra over the years, and after she passed, I grabbed two of them. I don't even remember how many box sets she had, but I remember grabbing two of them after she passed. So I have those, but, I have my moments. Matter of fact, my girlfriend, who's only 54, she was still in the womb when Cat Stevens broke onto the scene in 1971-ish. She was born in 72. And I was telling her about him once, and she was just floored by his music. Now, I mean, I introduced her to him about 5-6 years ago. But, seeing that Cat Stevens is still performing in his 80s now, I mean, he came out from his conversion to Islam, which is his own personal business and reasoning. But, when he came out about, 15 years ago, I knew Jim Johnson, the radio DJ, and I asked him about it. He says, yeah, he's playing over in England. And I says, oh, God, we got to get him back to America. He finally came back to America, and I can't remember how many years ago, maybe 7, maybe 8 years ago, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and performed in his 70s and sounded just as good as he did 40, 45 years earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might even hear a little bit of Cat Stevens maybe on that station too. It's just, I think it's supposed to be 5 a.m., so that segment of music, so that, you know, that kind of, that programming ends on noon. But, Cat Stevens, yeah. He got banned, I think it's Canadian, he got banned from Canada there for a number of years.
Well, as far as being banned and all this and that, and or his choices or whatever they were, to be off the radar for as long as he was, 40 plus years, maybe close to 50, and for now, I heard him perform. But when he came back on the scene, you couldn't tell the difference between then and now. And his voice held up well all these years. So, but like I said, I go through my quirks, and I've had moments where I do like orchestral rock. Rock bands playing with full orchestras attached to them. Meatloaf has done it. Rolling Stones have done it before. They started to dissolve. I said Meatloaf did it before he passed away in Australia. But I listened, like I said, about anything, but I have my phases, and I'm currently in my Pink Floyd phase. So I will let you go because I get my day started. Thank you for the tip. I appreciate it. Appreciate you chiming in. And you, sir, just have a wonderful day.
Yeah, okay, very good. You said I listened to some different things. I think also, was I from Port Huron? I think, maybe it might be Marine City. Anyway, up there. So, Jason has been around for a bit, it seems, programming. But one has got 1590, I think it is. Rock, folk, and country. They call it The Hills. I think they call it The Hills. Everyone's listening to that. I go through some stuff too, but it's just still a bit of more of that, folk sound. You don't really hear too much these days. Very good. 73, this is KAAUHD.
Copy that. WARCY.
connected to CMN Network.
Who did what to who?
Was I coming through a little garbled?
No, I was just being peculiar. Good afternoon. Is it afternoon? No, good morning still for a few minutes. W8FU.
I just know if I have to be at work or not anymore. I don't know what day it is, what time it is anymore. It's just work.
Yep, there you go. It is the work week. You work regular shifts, you know, days, Monday through Friday, or do you got something more unusual?
I work in IT. I'm an agency employee at Ford. Today's my one work from home day, so I'm good. Use my radio for a minute here on my lunch break while I'm studying for my general. Slowly, but getting there.
Alrighty, good for you. It's, just chip away at it and you'll get it. You're the second or third person I've heard recently working on that, so it does open up quite a world of additional fun. So, good luck. I'm sure you'll get it.
Yeah, thank you. I bought an ICOM 7300 and some sort of a Linco two-band radio about 8 years ago. Finally took my tech and passed it December 30th, and now I'm studying for my generals. I can finally use my 7300 I've had for the past 8 years. But, right, I'm going to actually gotta get back to work. So KF8FLC, back to you. Have a good day.
Okay, well, don't work too hard. And, yeah, 7300 is a good solid radio. I've got one myself. All right, later. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO. KEAWUO.
KE8RUH.
What's up, Anthony? KE8. WUO.
Had to get something down on the other side of town, so heading back to the east side happily, and then we'll work the rest of the day from home. So I am happy to be getting to the east side midday instead of during rush hour.
Connected.
Thanks. Okay, yeah. I have officially started my vacation, so I'm free as a bird. So I was going to take the dogs for a little bit of an adventure, if I could squeeze it in.
Cool. Where are you going? Going to Stony or something?
No, I kind of planned for a little bigger adventure. I'd like to do a little bit of overnight camping, play with the radios, you know, that kind of stuff. I want to try out the Starlink, get that out. I wanted to bring, like, the whole Go Kit box thing, but I just already lost a lot of time, so I just got in the car and I left and kind of decided I'd just leave that at home. Probably going to go to the storage unit and grab a couple things and then just head up towards like the Esapo River something like that. I kind of don't want to plan it. I just want to do it, you know. That way, whatever I want to do is what I'll do.
Cool. Are you thinking near Grayling, or are you going to go further east, hit like Mayo, or are you going all the way over to Oscoda?
I don't know exactly. I think it'll be north. You know, I might even swing by my cabin to where I hunt, and that's in Clare County. So that's quite a ways north. I'll probably stick to the east side, the center of the state. I don't think I'll be going to like Sleepy Bear Dunes or anything like that, or Manistee National Forest. I'll probably stick to like the Rifle River area, somewhere in that vicinity. Maybe a little bit towards Alpena. I don't know if I've ever been up there, other than like being in the Rifle River area. So we'll see.
Cool. Well, there is a ton of good rustic campsites around the Isabel River. I know there's a lot around Grayling and on the North Branch up near Lovell's, and I'm sure there's a ton as you go further east along the river. So you should be able to find some good overnight camping and definitely some areas without cell phone service to test all of your gear, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't had a vacation like this in a while. Or I haven't, you know, I've been either going on dive trips or working from home on my days off on ARPSC stuff or something, you know. So and the dive trips are not vacations by any means. Like, they're more work than my job. This will be fun. This is something me and Rocky definitely need. And so we'll get out and have some fun. I got my river shoes on. I'm wearing a bathing suit. Got my Hawaiian shirt on. I'm ready to go. But did you want to meet up today? Or do you want to meet up another time?
No, I want you to go on vacation. I can, unless you need the stuff that I have, I can meet up with you next week.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I'll need what you got for right now. The phone, the Android thing might be kind of fun to set up and get some offline maps going for where I'm at, but I can do that with the laptop, and that is one of my side chores while I'm out there is to try to get the ATAC server going. So we'll see how much multitasking I can do. But I figure if I'm at a campsite or something at night, it's, or all day type of thing, it wouldn't be that hard to take a look into some of that. But especially if I'll be there a couple days. I plan to come back like Friday night or Saturday morning type of thing. So probably won't do too much computer stuff, but we'll see.
Cool, yeah, get on the road, get up there, and get set up next to the river before dark so you can enjoy it.
Alrighty, well, since you put it like that, I think I will. But, yeah, this will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. What do you got planned for this weekend?
You know, I don't know. I feel like there's something that's going on. Oh, we're going out to dinner with some friends on Saturday night, but I think that's really the only real commitment I have. I was, if I want to get in the car and go for a ride, I might go do a 3D archery shoot, but that would require getting up and getting after it Saturday morning, and then making sure I was home early enough on Saturday afternoon to go out to dinner, so I don't know that I will, but we'll see. I'm sure I'll find something fun to do. No question about that.
Gotcha. Well, good. That's what you need. It just reminded me that if I do go, I won't make the meeting tomorrow, which would be weird. It'll be the first one I think I've missed. Yes. But that reminds me, I got to get a hold of Tim, because I got something I want to give to someone that's going to the meeting tomorrow, and I want to drop that off so the person gets it. So I'm going to jump off real quick and make a couple of phone calls, try to get a hold of Tim, and then I will jump back on here when I'm heading north.
N-A-W-R-O.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, I'll leave you to it. This is K-E-8-R-U. Have a good day and be safe, John. Have fun.
K-E-8-W-U-O. Hey, Tim, and have a good one, Anthony. Tim, I'd like to get you this phone so that you have it. What do you propose?
23 Mile in Hayes. Where's your place at? Just the other side of Tanner right now. You at work?
I'm actually not at work, but I'm right by my work. Did you say you're at 23 in Hayes?
Technically Romeo Plank now, westbound on 23. I do have an appointment scheduled, but I got a few minutes if you're not too far out.
Yeah, not at all. I'm at 23, heading east at Hayes, so we're close.
All right, I'm coming up on Hayes now, so I need to make a left southbound on Hayes. How about I pull in as soon as I get southbound on Hayes, and we'll figure a meet spot.
All right, I am going southbound on Hayes from 23, and I think it is Nino Salvaggio's over here, I think, is on the left.
I'm at the Garfield Light, heading that way. If you can pick something on the right, just let me know what it is if it's not too late.
Alrighty. I picked Master Kong's Karate, martial arts. I'll park my car so that you'll see it from Hayes.
Copy your last. I know where that's at. At the red light here. I'll be there shortly. N-A-W-R-O.
Alrighty. I have the stuff in my hands. I'll just stick it out the window and you can be on your way. I won't tie you up at all.
That'll work. John, first car in the left turn lane for Hayes. How far down is it?
It's every bit of a quarter mile. It's you'll see some industrial buildings on the right-hand side, which would be the west side of Hayes, and it's pretty much the last building all the way down. My car is parked extending over the sidewalk. So you should see me almost as soon as you get onto the road. Just look way north, south.
Copy that. Be there momentarily. N-A-W-R-O.
I see your lights flashing. I think that was the most convenient handoff ever.
especially since I'm not usually out and about, but that worked out great.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WFU KPR.
All right, I'm back. Thought I heard somebody in here.
Yeah, I was just saying hello. KPR.
Hello, Phil. Yeah, I got out here, made some noise, and immediately got in the phone call. So, anyhow, on my way home, all that good stuff. Got carpeted floor mats, brand new in the bag, waiting for me. And a lot of people are buying the fitted rubber things and running those year-round. I'm still kind of a carpeted floor mat guy.
Yeah, I guess there's two camps on that. Well, I'm just about home, and then we're heading out to the airport. I'm gone for a week, so just pulling in my street right now. So I just say hello and goodbye. Catch you later. Keep everything nailed down. Okay, Pierre.
That's right. Well, have fun. And, well, you got your phone. You can always drop in and say hi. I think we're gonna try to do a breakfast on Sunday, so I forgot you were out of town. But it's been a while, so we're due for a couple. Oh man. All right. You guys enjoy.
All right. 7-3. Enjoy your breakfast. KPR.
WAFU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Take here, test 1-2.
KFA to FTS, monitoring from the mobile. KFA, GBA. KFA, FTS, got a copy. KFA, GBA, yes indeed. Good afternoon, how are you, my friend? Hey, not too bad. How's your day going on this nice, pretty, decent, cool August day with no humidity and it's not too hot? What do you think?
Why, it's absolutely glorious. Absolutely glorious. It's mid-80s. I can deal with that, especially when the humidity's low.
Yeah, I copy that. Roger that. Yeah, it's, I got my, vacation time this week, and, I got my motorcycle ready and got everything together on it and got it running good, and, well, I walked outside. A bee stung me in the same spot I got stung 2 weeks ago, and my foot's been swelled up for over 3 days, so, what do you think of that, KFA, GEA?
I think God was protecting you from yourself and make you stay home. But I definitely would have been headed for the doctor.
I've been stung quite a few times, but what's weird about it is it stung me in the same place I got stung 2 weeks ago, and it only swelled up a little bit 2 weeks ago, but this last time, I tell you what, I was getting a little worried there for a minute. Over.
Yeah, roger that. You probably still had venom in your system, and the second beat is added to it, and it might have been a bigger, badder, better beat. You never know. As far as that goes, but I definitely, if it swells up for more than a day, I'd be going to the doctor. That's just me.
Well, you know, August 14th, I turned 64, and I guess they said, well, you know, here's a nice little birthday present for you. Sit around and relax and enjoy yourself for a couple of days, right? Over.
Yeah, well, I can enjoy myself sitting on the back of that bike, too. I don't need a beat to help me to sit down. But, yeah, I've swelled up before from these, and I generally just get some Benadryl and hope it goes down. If it's real bad, I go to the doctor and they give you, you know, I don't know if it's a Benadryl shot, or they give you something. It alleviates the problem pretty quick. Maybe it's just more Benadryl or something. But have you had problems in the past with swelling like that?
Negative. Used to be a serious pain. Do a lot of pain around the time. But you know how it goes with kids. We were always outside playing in the summertime. So as a kid, we were, you know, you get stung multiple times all year long. You know, and it never bothers you or anything. But, you know, I know my sister told me, she says, you know, you're getting older. You got to take care of yourself and watch out. I told her, I'll be all right, you know, over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, again, happy birthday. You know, talking about being a kid, when I was a kid, we moved from the city to the country. That is, from Roseville, we moved out to Shelby Township, and it was definitely country back then. And a couple of the next weekend, one of the neighbors from the old neighborhood came to visit to see our new kids. He brought his kids, and I was friends with the kids, their boy. Well, we went back in the woods, and we got tangled up with bees. I got 29 stings. He got 41 stings. And this is back in, you know, 1961 or something like that. And the doctor made a house call, gave both a shot in the butt, and told Mom to make a poultice out of tobacco and baking soda. And to rub it on the, you know, just put a poultice. Put a band-aid on each one with this poultice. That's what they did, and I don't remember any adverse effects, so there's something to be said for folk medicine.
Well, as long as you come out with all your digits, all your limbs, and everything like that, you know, we always, hey, look, back in those days growing up, you know, got into a lot of stuff and did a lot of things, and everybody turned out pretty good. You might have had some scars and some bruises to show. But, you know, I always look at those as battle wounds in the heat of the battle. And bragging rights, you know how it goes. Over.
Well, that's right. And never wore a bicycle helmet or shoulders or, you know, elbow pads or knee pads. And we played on the monkey bars and drank from the garden hose and all of that. And the ones that lived, we turned out okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it made us all a lot stronger, a lot better. We were all a lot wiser going out playing. A lot of times, you know, you had to invent games and do things. And yeah, that's why I think we're going to be some of the healthier generations if you look back into time. KFA-GDA, over.
Oh, yeah, it was all good times. I remember we lived next to the state park. It was all wooded and had Clinton River running through it. So there's a large expanse of woods. And
you know, we used to play in the river and all kind of crazy things, and we never got sick, and I think we were probably better for it. I even got spanked a few times on my dad. Back when I was 17, he knocked me on my tail and pounded me, and I knew I needed it, so I didn't fight back.
Yeah, I copy that. The times I got it, I deserved it, I asked for it. And you knew it. Why fight back? You know, if you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong back then. You know, you were, even as a child, you were person enough to admit that you were wrong. There's nothing wrong with that, but today everybody has too much pride and thinking too much of themselves. You know, and I never regret getting older. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I remember if we lied, he already knew the answer to every question he asked, right? So if we lied, we got it double. But anyway, yeah, it's all been good. It's all been good. I'm just coming back from the paint store. I got to paint some lumber so I can get ready to build a mount for, I got that comic. CX333 tri-bander that I'm going to put on the roof, and if it turns out I need to add some lumber and to the gable end of the house, I'm going to paint it to the same color as the side and make it all go. So thanks for giving it. I'm almost destinated here, so I'm going to say 73, and this is KF8FTS. God bless America.
Alrighty, KF8, FDS, KF8, GBA. Yeah, hey, nice talking to you. Enjoy the weather. Nice time to do it, too, man. I'd enjoy the weather. Do it while you can, but kind of cool, just in case it gets hot. The sun still gets a little hot in August during the day, but hey, 73, have a great one, and we'll be talking to you soon. This is KF8, GBA, out and clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WATIE.
WATIE. This is NAWRO in Richmond, North Macomb.
Well, you're only a stone's throw away. I'm at 16 in Garfield.
Yeah, sir, I know that area well as well with the ARPSC, and we do the MISD building down there for our meetings. That's on Garfield. I guess that'd be more like north of 19 Mile Road, though.
Oh, they're still having the storm watch meetings there?
Yes, sir. And if you're free tomorrow night, you're more than welcome to join us at 7 p.m. South entrance, south parking lot. You make the left when you walk in, room 103, 7 p.m.
Sure, I'll be there. I used to be a very active participant.
Well, very good then. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'll be at the back table with the sign-in sheet. So, yeah, you just sign in, grab yourself a seat, and I think the training topic might be traffic handling. You know, with the radiograms and that, I'm looking forward to that. You know, stay for the whole meeting if you like or not, and we'll chat. And hey, you know, down the line, if you're interested in being a member, we'll sign you up. But that's something you can do later.
Oh, that's a good topic. I heard that they changed the form.
That's a good question. I haven't really been involved in that since way back in the 90s when I first got my license. But our deputy EC, Mike, NHVDZ, he's gonna teach the class, and I'm sure he's pretty knowledgeable about that topic. So, yeah, quite frankly, I am looking forward to it. Kind of a flashback from the past for me.
Oh, I am too. I hope somebody was bright enough to have a printer print up some pads of them. It would sure be helpful.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. I'm not sure what they're doing. That's kind of the training division. We kind of grew, so we got, let's see what the roster is. I think we're at 39. Yeah, we got 39 active on the roster now. So I think he might just have enough to get by class. And then, of course, we're going to have to see, are we going to incorporate this in the set? Because the set's coming up on October, the first Saturday of October. So, of course, as a ham, you're welcome to join us on that as too. Even if you're not a member, you can still join because you're a ham.
Wow, 39. When I quit going, there was 7 left, and there wasn't much going on it.
Yeah, that was the previous iteration of the group, you know, and turned into ARPSC prior to that. Aries, that was probably Paul was the EC, I'm guessing, KCABDK. He's still with us. He's still with the group. But, yeah, we got a new EC, Dave. He's a EMS dispatcher, KEAYNU. So, yeah, you can meet the... You can meet everybody. You come on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I get there way a little bit earlier because they got the task book stuff to sign off on, so I usually get there by 6:30. But they do like to start the class at 7, and you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you for welcoming me. I haven't had my radio on in about a year. I just decided to turn it on because I'm bored. See if there's any activity out there. And, geez, I found a meeting to go to tonight or tomorrow.
There you go. And then we'll chat about it, but we do our nets. Tomorrow we don't have a net, of course, because we got the in-person. But 7 o'clock on 3 of the Thursdays, we do our nets on the VHF channel, the old Mecca repeater, 147.2. And, you know, we'll talk tomorrow, but you're, again, welcome to join us on the nets. It's a training net. We just check in, and it's a directed net. So we usually have a question of the week, training related. We can talk a little tomorrow, though.
It sounds good to me. I like the training meetings where you really get down and send messages. Whole part of the message, you know, the correct form, and what to do with the messages after you receive them.
So we got probably a little bit for everybody. You know how that is. That sounds like we don't have it going yet, but we want to reactivate the hospital nets. The hospital nets seem a little bit more like that. The weekly net we do is just like in lieu of a training. We usually do a training topic. You know, pick one topic. We got a website now. If you got a pen, something to write with, I'll give you that website. We got a lot of information there.
Yeah, I just have to find something to write on. Boy, I wish I had a message net. Note.
Yeah, sir, no worries. Just let me know when you're ready. I'll shoot it off, and you'll be a little surprised there. I started last year, early last year, and there was, you know, no website, not, you know, the roster was kind of thin, like you were talking about, and we did start that, the old days, remember the postcards? You get a new ham license, you get a postcard in the mail. So I resurrected that. We're doing the postcard recruitment. About every 10 cards I send out, I get one-ish about for the group, and it seems to be working out, so... standing by here, this is NAWRO with WAPIE.
Yeah, you know, that's my favorite dessert. Anyway, I'm ready.
Yeah, very good. The Macomb ARPSC website is MacombARPSC.org. I say again, Macomb, ARPSC.org. I'll copy.
Macomb, ARC.org. Got it. I'll be looking it up. The computer I'm sitting in front of, it still uses Windows 3, I think, on it. So I have to pull out my laptop.
All right. Copy that correction on that, though. I'm going to give you a correction. You got the Macomb right for the county, right? But the ARPSC, that's Alpha, Romeo, Papa, Sierra, Charlie, ARPSC.org.
Yep, well, one way or another, I'll find it. If not, I'll give Paul a call.
Yes, sir, that'll work. Hope to see you tomorrow night. And, yeah, you could just Google it, too, Macomb ARPSC. Yeah, they changed it a while back from Aries to ARPSC. A lot of debate on why, but, you know, whatever. That's it. Good. Thanks for the QSO. Hope to see you tomorrow. This is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll end of the QSO after you.
Yeah, I wish there was a lot more announcements on the frequencies more often. It might get the business going again. On a mightier basis, because we need it. Cell phones are becoming really unreliable, especially in locations that you're not near a cell tower. It's good talking to you, and I'll see you tonight. WAPIE. I'll be clearing out.
I copy your last PIE just to double check, though. That is tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 p.m. MISD. NAWRO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS calling WB8PP. Whiskey, Bravo, 8, Papa, Bravo, do you copy? Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Foxtrot, Golf, Sierra. Whiskey, Bravo, 8, Papa, Bravo, do you copy? Nothing heard. KFH-FGS monitoring.
currently connected to CMN Network.
TFA SQN testing.
TFA SQN, TFA DFB, loud and clear.
This is TFA SQN. I didn't get your call sign. I'm just trying to see if my RTL SDR can pick up the KSDI system. I bought a SO239 to SMA adapter. The frequency is a little off though. It says 442.200 megahertz. So thank you for coming back though.
Sure thing, you're coming through crystal clear. I'm on the Holly repeater, I think it's 442.350. It's not on my display right now, but I think that's what it is. So yeah, you're making it perfect. I'll be clear after this. I gotta head upstairs. This is KFA DFB.
All right, yeah, I got your call sign. Yeah, I'm just on EchoLink. I unplugged my AnyTone. But yeah, I'm looking at my SDR screen right now, and I could kind of tell I'm coming loud and clear too. But then again, it's kind of weird that the frequency is off by the solid 100 kilohertz. But anyways, thank you for coming back, and you have a good rest of your day. 73, which is TFA SQN, clear for now.
WHVPT. If someone was keying up, there was no audio. This is WHVPT. WHCPT. WHEAP. WHEAP, this is WHCPT. How you doing, Eric?
Doing pretty good. I'm using my little POC radio as a link to the All-Star.
Amazing how many different ways you can use ham radio. I'm on the Warren, and I'm heading north on 53. I don't know where I'm going to have to switch, but pretty strong right now.
Yeah, Dakota's got a repeater up there, way up there, but you're not going that far. I don't know. I'm not sure how you take Van Dyke, to be honest.
The furthest I could go and still get to my house would be about 34 Mile Road. If it reaches there, I could always... I'd have to program in this radio, though. So I can't do that while I'm driving. This radio's too hard to do that.
Yeah, I think this repeater starts coming in 35, 36 mile, so yeah. Probably wouldn't be worth it, but you could always switch to Romeo, I guess.
Yeah, I think once I hit 32, I can switch to Richmond, and I'm going to be good. I think that's what I did last time. I made this trip, and I was talking. But anyway, yeah, so I think I sent you a video of that. I think I said it was a 1986 Kodiak 4x4 Yamaha. It's actually a 1996. I bought one of those Amazon curves for $40, and it didn't have the right jets. It was a piece of junk. So the good curve got delivered today. So I had it running with the junk curve, but it wouldn't go faster than quarter throttle. So I'm hoping when I put this new curve on, it'll run like a charm. I am using the mobile DYT 90, was it 9600? Yeah, the satellite radio. Why, does it sound funny?
Sounds like you're pretty far away. Maybe something wrong with your antenna or something, I don't know. Anybody else out there monitoring? Does he sound like he's kind of breaking up?
All right, nobody else out there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't talking too close enough to the mic. Is this any better?
No, it's mainly your signal is, like, fading in and out. I don't know. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can. It's not my node. I don't know. Good question. A lot of lurkers out there. Someone would wish someone would key up, so I know it's not my radio. I don't think it's my radio, though.
Well, now I'm on the Richmond. You were a little bit scratchy to me, but I'm just curious how I'm hitting the Richmond from here.
Sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm at 28 and then 53, and I'm pushing 40, so I'll turn it down to 20 here once I get a little bit closer. I think I need the 40 right now.
Roger. Yeah, about the same on there, too. Huh, that's weird.
All right, I pumped it down to 25. I don't know if I'm still hitting it, but I'm like probably where I should be on the Romeo one, but I think I'm in it because you sounded pretty good.
Yeah, you sound a lot better now. I don't know what you did. Maybe it's just a bad area you were in.
I'm currently going over under a bunch of power lines. Maybe they're magnifying my signal or something. I was up on an overpass too. I just dipped back down. Coming up on 30 mile road down, so I'm getting closer and closer to the repeater.
Oh, that's right. You're heading towards Richmond. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm still going north, but 2 miles I'll be heading east towards the repeater. So I'm so glad this Jeep decided to get in the right turn lane because I'm literally doing 55 and he just pulled out in front of me. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, so I'm kind of geeked about that four-wheeler. I don't think I ever told you the story about that one. So my dad picked it up at one of the auctions he was doing like 8 years ago, and it ran fine, but it didn't have the front drive shaft connected because it's full-time four-wheel drive. I guess the U-joint's busted. So I fixed that. I got new tires and rims for it. Spent like $500 on tires and rims. Got a new carburetor. Or no, I didn't get a new carburetor at first because everything was fine, but it started backfiring and blowing the intake manifold, the rubber intake manifold in front of the carburetor. So I got a new carburetor, still was doing it, and also I just said, forget it, and parked it, and it's been parked for 8 years. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to pull the gas tank off of that, drain the gas tank, check the fuel petcock, which was all clogged, by the way, with gum, and, and put everything back together, and, I got the new carb, because the carb was trash from gummed up, and I didn't fully clean it, and it ran, it started right up. I was like, cool. So I had a new brake pedal because it was bent. I changed the brake pedal and got that working great. So now it's like a perfect machine, man, for like plowing and running around on the little farm I got going. But I got to get the carburetor going good because of that. Anything below a quarter throttle, you ran good. But it started going over a quarter throttle and it started bogging out. And I know it was the jets in my carb and the Jeep carb.
Let me know how it works, man. How it works out with that new carburetor on there.
Oh, I will. Hopefully I get to it tonight. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. I kind of got a headache, so if that gets worse, I might just chill when I get home. But if the headache ain't too bad, then I'll give it a shot. It's pretty quick to put it on because I got the gas tank off. And then I can pop the gas tank back into place. Take it for a test ride, make sure everything works, and then as long as everything works, then I'll put the screws back in. But yeah, I kind of got the hang of it now because I've changed that carburetor so many times. It's crazy. But yeah, my other four-wheeler, I got one of those extended baskets on the back that you can put like 3 5-gallon buckets in,
and I can't hook up my log splitter to it because it hits that basket and a couple other trailers I got. So this will be nice. Plus, when I start plowing snow in the winter, if I put the plow on this one, it's four-wheel drive versus that two-wheel drive one, so I have a little more push-in power.
Yep, I saw the video, man. How's your little garden coming? How's your potatoes coming?
Well, there's that potato tower, and then there's we put some in a raised bed. And when I was pulling weeds in the raised bed, I accidentally pulled the potato, and it was a little russet potato, like a mini one, and it looked like it was pretty decent. I don't think it was ready yet, though. They're just starting to die off, and I think you got to wait like 2 weeks after they die off and then open it up. So, but we've got some zucchini, squash, green beans, peas, a few tomatoes, but the tomatoes aren't ripening very good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We got 5 watermelons going that aren't going to be ready for a while, and then I've got 40 pumpkin plants. But only like 3 of them have pumpkins started. They all have flowers, but there's no pumpkins started. So I don't know. There were some old seeds that I had, and they might not be that great. But if they're growing, they should be doing okay. We'll see. I was hoping to have like 100 pumpkins and sell some of them, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yep. Well, you know. This is the first time you've grown those before, or no?
Well, I did do a garden almost the same size in the same spot, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, but it was just me, and I didn't do nothing for weeds with any of that black cloth you put down or nothing. And it was so much trying to keep it weeded while I was working that I never did it again till now, so... the sweet corn, I forgot about that. The sweet corn seeds were old too, and like, I don't know, 3/4 of them germinated, but half of that 3/4 germinated a lot later than the other ones did. So I should have had 5 rows that were about 70 yards long of sweet corn, but since they're all starting to get the tassel and there's like mini corns and stuff, I think I'm going to be lucky if I get a dozen or two that are actually good. So that was a bummer too, but hey, first time I did it in 12 or 15 years, so we're doing pretty good.
Yep, there you go. What about cantaloupes? Kind of like growing pumpkins, I would imagine. But yeah, pumpkins grow good around here. So, there you go. Or watermelons.
Yeah, I planted a whole bunch of pumpkins, like I said, hoping that I could sell some of them. And then 3 watermelon plants that have 5 or 6 watermelon going on them. I didn't think of cantaloupes, but... I definitely wanted to downsize the pumpkins and upsize the watermelons, and now that you said that, that's right. I like cantaloupe. I need to plant some cantaloupe next year. They got a kind of a late start this year, and rototilling it for the first time in 12 years, you know, it was all, like, literally a field with tall grass and weeds, and it was hard ground, and what I'm going to do now is once everything's dead, I'm going to start rototilling in the fall, throw some leaves in there, rototill them in for compost, and then rototill it a couple times in the spring and really get it loosened up, and I think it'll be a lot better next year.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAEAP. Yeah, well, what about syrup? You guys can never... get that syrup going, like you promised us.
That's affirmative. We actually have a metal shed that I got off of Amazon that's 10 foot by 12 foot. And I found a cement pad where there used to be an old building near my garage. And we got that all cleared off. And it's pretty unlevel, but it's cement. And
since it's just a sugar house, we're doing syrup and boiling in it with a, you know, wood-fired evaporator. I'm just going to put down some ready mix and, like, level it out a little bit better, throw that shed up, move everything in there, and, yeah, the plan is full pour maple syrup. The most I ever made was 10 gallons while I was working, so I'm guessing I can probably make 20 gallons this year because I ain't working. WTTT.
Yeah, that's a lot of syrup, though. Doesn't it take, like, 20 gallons to make a quart, something crazy? I know it's, like, a ridiculous amount. I had no idea. Yeah, I just thought they got it out of the tree, and they boiled it a little bit. I didn't know it takes, like, 55-gallon drum to make, like, a gallon of syrup, right? Is that about right, or am I way off?
You're pretty close. It's 40 gallons of sap to 1 gallon of syrup on average. The sugar maples give you a lot higher concentration of sugar, so that might be 30 gallons to one. I got like maybe two or three sugars. The rest are all silver maples. And I can even tap box elders, but you kind of want to tap in... boil them separately because they give more of like a butterscotchy flavor syrup, which is something I didn't have the time to do it separate in the previous years because I was working. So I might have some box elder syrup too, which is still maple syrup because it's a maple tree. It's just a different species of maple tree. But like I said, it's supposed to be more butterscotchy. I've never actually tried it, so kind of looking forward to that too.
I think that's the kind of tree we had in front of our house that they cut down. Because we used to get those box elder bugs everywhere. So, yeah, I think that's what we had in our front yard, and they chopped it down. It was dying. It was a big tree, though. It was like 4 feet diameter.
Yeah, they usually have the helicopters that fall in the fall. I think, yeah, the box elders, the helicopters stay on all winter, fall in the fall, and the other maples, they fall in the spring after the leaves come out. I think that's right. Maybe I got it backwards. No, I don't think I got it backwards. I don't know. when do we clean our gutters the most? That's usually whenever we clean them the most, that's when the non-box elders fall.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was years ago. And the condo association goes up and cleans the gutter. Never had to clean the gutters out here. They do that, but yeah. Yep, but like I said, they used to get those bugs too. Those were a pain. Those got everywhere. But since the tree's gone, we don't really get those box elder bugs anymore. That's good.
No audio. Hello, Dave.
No audio.
There was audio. What are you talking about? I heard Eric just fine.
No audio, right? Just a buzz. Just a bunch of buzzing. I got it.
I heard audio. So, hey. There's that. Man, I was going to say something, and I forgot what it was. I'll think of it. WATPT. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I just made the mistake of going through Armada, and the Armada Fair is going on. But the traffic isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, how's the audio now? Odd video. I'm switching radios. I was talking on a noise-canceling radio. How's this? A little bit louder?
I don't know if Dave's going to answer. I kind of gave a break there, and he didn't. Yeah, that's a lot louder, actually.
Roger, Dodger. It'd help if I talked into the microphone.
You know, the trick is to turn it at a 45-degree angle and hold it about 3 inches from your mouth.
have indoor radios and I got outdoor radio. This is more of an indoor radio here. It's got an adjustable mic gain. The other one's got a noise canceling. Use that outdoors, but I got so many radios here, so I just grabbed the Anytone. It's got a mic gain. Also, the big DM32.
Well, you're not using the DMR one, are you? I just realized I might be close enough to try that out with this mobile.
Yeah, I'm using the DMR right now. Got the mic turned down, though. How's this one sound? This is the DM32.
Just a tad bit quieter than the loud one you were just on. He was right about your audio, though, man. I had my volume way up, and I didn't even realize it. I had to turn it down quite a bit for these last two radios. You switch over to that DMR repeater? Can you hit it from your house? Did we double and you didn't hear me? WADAP, still out there? If that was you, there was definitely no audio there. Just a whole bunch of signal, but no audio.
Hey, Don, you still on this one?
Yes, I am. I didn't know you switched. I wanted to try that DMR and see if I could hit it. You want to do that? WATPT.
Yep, catch you there, WATAP.
WADAP, WATPT, you're back over here. WADAP, WATPT, you're still out there?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 4 Echo Lima Uniform. Whiskey 4 Echo Lima Uniform Mobile Monitoring.
KF8FTS Monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.